Today we are going to read from the Old Testament book by Prophet Jonah, Jonah chapter 4, last few verses, 9 through 11. I'll read from NASB New American Standard Bible. Verse 9, but God said to Jonah, "Do you do well to be angry for the plant?" And he said, "Yes, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die." And Yahweh said, "You pity the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should not I pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle?" Some scholars say the book of Jonah is fictional, but we do believe by the testimony of Jesus Christ, book of Jonah is historical event. Today, the last part of book of Jonah tells us the crux of this whole book. In one word, compassion or God's pity upon the sinners and their much cattle. Compassion is two words combined, come and passion. Passion is pain deep down to our heart. And come is together. Jesus' passion on the cross, suffering. Together suffering. God's heart suffers due to the imminent destruction of Ninevites and their much cattle. God did not make fun of miserable destruction of Nineveh. God was not pleased with destroying sinners in great city Nineveh, though the Assyrians, their capital city is Nineveh, were arch enemies against God's people, Northern Kingdom Israel. God was not pleased to destroy Ninevites and their much cattle. But unlike that suffering, hurting heart of Yahweh God, Jonah does not have that feelings for miserable Ninevites whose imminent destruction was very, very self-evident. I'd better say Jonah was overjoyed if he could see total destruction of the Ninevites, because they were arch enemies against God's people in Israel. Well, Jonah thinks everything from his own perspective. Though he is called man of God, representing Yahweh, Yahweh's spokesperson, like Hosea, Amos, and Joel, his contemporary prophets. Yet Jonah thinks differently than he is God Yahweh. Yahweh is merciful. Jonah is very merciless. Yahweh is patient with wicked Ninevites. Jonah is impatient. Today, from this text, we should ask ourselves God's question for Jonah. Verse 11. God asks Jonah, "Should not I pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much terror?" The book of Jonah does not tell us what words Jonah's answer to God's question. And today, we should ask same question of Yahweh to each one of us. And we must answer the question with the mind of Jesus Christ. Should not God pity the sinners like wicked Ninevites who invaded God's people in Israel numerous times? Enemies to Israelites, but God had pity on them. Jonah did not have pity on them. Jonah had spirit of vengeance upon them. Tried to evade God's mercy upon them. God's pity upon them. Jonah himself, he confessed by his own words. Chapter 4, verse 2, he said, "That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, because I knew that Yahweh, you are a gracious God. You are merciful. You are slow to anger. You are abounding in steadfast love, and you are relenting from disaster upon such wicked our enemy Ninevites." That is Jonah's corrupt heart, merciless heart. Let us remember what Jesus says. You must be perfect. You must be merciful, as your Heavenly Father was. If you measure others by merciless yardstick, on the day of judgment, you shall be judged by such same merciless yardstick. Yahweh's heart is mind of Jesus, as Apostle Paul commands us, commands Philippians, have you mind of Jesus, who humbled himself, took upon himself the form of slave. Why? So that Jesus could evade God's impending judgment upon Philippians, including Apostle Paul himself. God's wrath was supposed to come, but by humiliation of Jesus, taking upon himself human form, Jesus stopped God's destructive wrath upon Philippians and sinners like you and me. When Jesus went to Jerusalem, just before his own death on a cross, with saddened heart said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks, and you would not, so your city is left to you desolate. Luke chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Jonah instead grieves that the repentant Nineveh shall be spared by mercy for God. Jesus grieves that an unrepentant Jerusalem must be judged. Jonah laments the prospect of loss for his people that could be brought about by the salvation of Ninevites, the terrible, wicked sinners. Jesus laments that even the surrendering of his own life blood will not bring salvation to wicked Jerusalem. That contrast must strike our hearts so that we may be humbled, identifying ourselves to the heartless, merciless mind of Jonah. Verse 1, chapter 4, clearly says that because chapter 3, verse 10, when God saw what they did, the Ninevites did, repented, including making their much carol clothed with sackcloth, how they turned from their evil way. God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. In chapter 4, verse 1, it was exceedingly evil to Jonah, and he was angry. God's compassion, God's mercy to Jonah was exceedingly evil. How low he could go. But friends, sometimes our hearts, our minds are like Jonah's. How low we could go to see those terrible sinners punished by God. There is no room for mercy in our heart for such wicked sinners. God's long-suffering is self-proclaimed on Mount Sinai when God descended upon the top of Mount Sinai. And when God passed before Moses, claimed Yahweh, God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And Jonah, he knew exactly that character of Yahweh. So he said, "For I knew that," Jonah chapter 4 verse 2, "you are gracious God, you are merciful God, you are slow to anger God, you are abounding in steadfast love, and you are relenting from disaster." When? When sinners repent of their sins. The book of Jonah this morning tells us what kind of heart and mind we should have every day. Without mercy of God, without grace of God through Jesus Christ, we are not different from such wicked Ninevites who invaded God's people Israel, oppressed them. Merciless Assyrians. Yet, God had pity on them. Because, without God, their life is miserable. Though they are conquering superpower in 8th century BC, oppressing neighboring nations like small kingdom Israel, yet in God's eyes, Ninevites, Assyrian Empire is miserable. May we have such heart, aching heart of God, like lamenting, grieving heart of Jesus of Jerusalem, so that this book of Jonah gives us hope for ourselves, because we have been many a time merciless, not just against those people who are terrible in their life, even against our own family members, church members, fellow Christians. Sometimes if our own spouses and parents, siblings and children, oh, how we need badly God's mercy, pity upon us. Praise God for His mercy upon us through punishing, condemning Jesus Christ on the cross. Let us once again ask Yahweh's question for Jonah and for ourselves. Should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left hand, also much carol. In America, so many people, they do not know what is right, what is wrong. From God's perspective, from biblical perspective, do we have grieving, long suffering of God's heart, Jesus' heart toward them? May the mercy of God constantly encourage us to have heart, mind of Jesus Christ, as shown in the book of Jonah and in the life of Jesus while he took upon human form, flesh and bone. May we have the personification of incarnate Jesus Christ in our spirit, so that his spirit may be enable continually, empower us to glorify Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ by our intercessory prayer, expressing both in our deeds and words with our intercessory prayer for our fellow wicked, sinful Americans. Let's pray. O Lord, have mercy upon this godless nation. We could have been destroyed by your hot anger long time ago. But Lord, with your long suffering, you have been waiting for this nation to turn away from their wicked sins, to seek your shining face. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Give us heart and mind of Jesus Christ, so that your elect, those who've been away from your flock, may come to you in grieving, contrite heart, so that they may taste goodness and mercy of God, taste long suffering of God. Lord, give us strength, compassion through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.